Boris, Carl, and Java, a play in one act by Amanda Chevio. Boris and Carl are lifting up boxes and stacking them against a wall. Carl wants to go home so he can get dressed for his party, but there's still a lot of work to do. Scene one. Carl dusts off his hands.
Well, I'm done. Hey, it's great seeing you again, Bor, but duty calls.
Boris puts down a box.
Hey, where do you think you're going?
I have a party to go to, remember? I told you at the beginning.
Still have half hour to go.
Figured I'd scoot a half hour early, get myself groomed and my grill grilled, you know.
Carl winks at the audience.
The only grilling you'll be doing is grilling these boxes up against the wall. So less talking and more heaving, huh?
Oh, no. Come on, man. Loosen up. You work all the time. You need to let loose and shake it once in a while.
Carl gyrates his pelvic region.
That can get you thrown in jail, especially if you don't check your ID first.
I don't need ID. Maybe an IUD, because don't want little Carlies running around, if you know what I mean. Yes, sir. You gotta be careful nowadays.
Yeah, tell that to Humpert Humpert.
Who's Humpert?
Boris, wide-eyed, throws up his hands.
Who is Humpert Humpert? You obviously haven't read Nabokov.
Some Russian dude?
Boris clasps his head.
Yeah, some Russian dude.
I don't know about any Russian dudes, but I hope to God there are some Russian girls there. You know what they say about Russian girls?
And what do they say about Russian girls?
You have to rush to get them.
Oh, not funny at all. What do they really say?
I have no idea what they say, but it's like you said, less talking, more heaving.
He swings his pelvis forward.
Bullseye!
Yeah, fine. Go. I have to watch your pelvis move like that again. I think I'm going to be sick.
Hey, just working out the muscles, you know.
He winks at Boris, then grabs his jacket from the floor, scoops it on, and rushes out the door, slamming it, causing the paper coffee cup on the table by the door to tip over.
Boy, what gives? I was having there a nice nap.
Boris looks over to the table.
Who's there?
What, are you blind as well as dumb, mate? Can't you see it's old Java?
Java?
Yeah, Java. That's me name. I was having a right nap before you went and woke me up, bother it all.
You're a talking coffee cup.
And you're a bleeding talking human. Look, mate, I don't mean to tell you how to run your life, but I was a-listening to your conversation and all. Why do you bother with that sod? You know what he's like. You should get rid of him.
I can't get rid of him. I mean, I'm not the boss. It's not like I could fire him. Besides, that's the boss's son.
I don't care if that's the boss's cock, mate. You just go up there and rip it out. Show him who the real boss is. What does your boss do anyway? He just sits and gets fat while you do all the work? And by you, I mean just you, mate. Not that ugly gent who woke me up. Just you. How many boxes did you pile there by that door that he didn't see?
I thought you said you were having a nap.
I was half awake, we'll say. But I could hear you real good. I mean, you're better than him. I think you should get rid of him.
Boris looks over at a box.
Get rid of him? You mean like put him in a box?
Well, you can't just put him in a box, mate. He's too bloody big. You gotta first knock him out and then cut him up like they do beef.
Gross.
You don't have to eat him. Just let the maggots do that. Look, mate, I'm saying, you knock him down, you get a meat tenderizer so he's nice and soft, and then cut him up. Just enough so you can put his parts in there.
And the head? What do I do with the head?
I just throw it in the garbage. Nobody eats heads anyway.
Boris nods and takes a sip of the coffee.